Moving along. The next line in the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Loi oilam be'ilan, v'loi roich v'nal gabi behema. And the Gemara said, Hashad the Rabbanan amrit loi, dayraisa mibaya. And the Gemara said, a teret that repeated itself in today's daf, zuve ein tzarech loi marzu ketani. Hashad the Rabbanan amrit loi, dayraisa mibaya. And Rashi brings a very interesting pshat on this Gemara. Rashi says, the first two examples of what you're not allowed to do for tkiyah shofar that the Mishnah gave was eim aviran ol v'satchum ve'im v'fachan ol v'sagal. Those are two things that you're not allowed to do with the Rabbanan. But not only are they only awesome with the Rabbanan, they won't even ever lead to an issa dayraisa. They have no shaychis to an issa dayraisa. But these are Isuri Durabanan that could lead to an Isser the Iraisa. So based on that, says the Gemara, it would seem that the Durabanan that can lead to a Iraisa is more chamer than the Durabanan that's just a Durabanan. So afraid the Gemara, if you can't be doich a regular Durabanan for Tkiyah Shofar, hash the Durabanan Amrit Loi, that certainly you shouldn't be able to be doicha the rabbanon that can lead to an issa de raisa. And the Gemara's teretz was zu ve'ein tzarech loimer zu ketani. We once spoke out this Rashi. It was a Masechtas Erevin when we were discussing the tshuva that Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg wrote on the Kastner train. So we discussed then in very, very great detail the fascinating story of Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg and the Satmarov. They were on the Kastner train. Now, the Kastner train departed Budapest on a Friday night. It departed on Shabbos Kodesh. And then Shabbos afternoon, the Yemach Shemois, they stopped the train and they said that if anybody needs to go out and use the facilities, they can go. So Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg, Goyen Olam is sitting next to the Divrei Yael, sitting next to the Satmarov, and they had a shaila what they should do. What was the problem? The problem was they were outside the Tchum. They, in the beginning of Shabbos, were not where they are now. The train had been traveling for hours, and as a result, they were outside the Tchum. Now, there's a halacha that if a person is even forced outside the Tchum on Shabbos, in Loyal Arba Amas, he's not let to go outside of his Arba Amas. He's stuck. And based on that, really, it wasn't so posh for them to be able to get off the train. Narvas. It's really a Gemara Masechtas Erevin. The Gemara says, Godol covered Abriya Shadoichas Loisa Seisha B'Teira. And really, the Holy Setchumen is an Issa D'Rabbanon. And there's an element of covered Abriya to go to the bathroom. So based on that, the thought was, of course, they let you get off the train. You're going to get off the train. And they're going to go do what they need to do. But the Gedolim, the Tzadikim, said that maybe there's another option. The other option was to create a Graf Shel Rei, take the Graf Shel Rei, and then throw it outside of the train. Throw it outside of the Mesilas HaBarzel. Now, what would be the reason not to do that? Because the train is a Rishos HaYoch. It has four walls and meets all the dimensions. And the area outside was a Carmelis. You're not allowed to carry from a Rishos HaYoch to a Carmelis. But here was the Shaila. What's the lesser of the two evils? Should they better violate the halach of tchumin? You're allowed to, because God will cover abriyah shadoichas loisa seisha b'tayra. Or would it be better to violate the iser haitzah mishus hayachad the carmelis, which is also only an iser d'rabbanon, because of God will cover abriyah shadoichas loisa seisha b'tayra? They're going to violate one. The question is, which is the lesser? And that's always the rule. Machilin oisei akal akal. Anytime a person finds himself in this kind of situation, so it's machilin oisei akal akal. So what's the kal akal? Is the kal akal tchumin, or is the kal akal haitzah from a Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis? And this was the debate, and they went back and forth with a whole Shaila. And then right afterwards, literally on Sunday, that next day, the Dvar Yeshua, Rabbi Shua Mendel, sat down and he wanted to chronicle and literally transcribe the discussion that they have. And even when he printed the tshuva, he said that, you know, at the time, obviously he had no Svarim. He was on the train. And later he had Svarim, he had additional Marmar Kaimis, but he said this was Torah Shalamadati Ba'af, and I'm printing the tshuva exactly the way it happened. And it's in Dvar Yeshua, it's Chelik Aleph, it's Simon Tazayin. We have a long raidbite on this where we went through a good part of the tshuva. But what's Negeya for us is the first thing Rabbi Shua Mendel said, he said, Bemuschorishin, I think it's a Gemara. Not a Mefurish Gemara, but the way Rashi explains the Gemara. And that is, the Gemara over here, in our sugya, this last line of the Gemara, is juxtaposing between two types of derabbanans. There's a derabbanan that kol kuloy is derabbanan, such as tchumin and lefakeach esagal. And then this derabbanan, where the yisoid of the issa derabbanan was, don't do this, because I'm afraid if you're going to do this, you're going to be yoifer in issa deraisa. The Gemara refers to the derabbanan that's beginning, middle, and end of derabbanan as a derabbanan. But the derabbanan that can lead to a deraisa, what does the Gemara refer to as? a deraisa. In fact, the Gemara had a kasha. Hash the rabbanu damrad loy deraisa mi boy. And what was the Gemara's teretz? Zuvain tzarich loy mezukdani. And a chanami, it's a bomb kasha. But what do you see from this Gemara? It's a mefurish Gemara that if you have two derabbanons, one is a derabbanon where it has nothing to do with a deraisa. It's just something the rabbanon said you can't do. And the other one is a derabbanon that the rabbanon put into place because you may be over a deraisa. The derabbanon that's going to lead you to a deraisa is more chomer than the regular derabbanon. As I state mefurish. It's a mefurish Gemara. So he said, what's the Issa Tchumin? That's this Gemara. The Gemara calls it a Derabbanan. Issa Tchumin is it the regular Derabbanan? The Issa Haitzah from Rishus HaYachat to a Caramelist is a Gzeira. If you're going to carry to a Caramelist, you're going to carry to a Rishus HaRabim. So that's what we would refer to as a Deiraisa. It's mefurish in the Gemara. That one's a Derabbanan, the other's a Deiraisa. Hash Rabbanan, I'm related, Deiraisa, Mibaya. It's a Zuvain, Tzarech Lemazu. So you see Klar, which is more Chamer. So he said, Muschurishin. He told the Satmirov. Muschurishin, it's off in a Gemara. It's enough in a Gemara. This is without Gemara is, but this is enough in a Gemara. Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Look at the last line. It's Mefurish. You see clearly that the Israelites saw Rishus Hayachal Karmelis is more chomer because that's something that would be deemed a deraisa. Why was he not so sure, Rabbi Shmuel Mendel? Why was he insecure about this? Why is there a whole tshuva after this? Because Rashi said V'yesh Gim Gum B'Dava V'Nir Be'Enai D'Lo Garsin Allah. So he said that even though it's a Gemara, and clearly it's a Gemara, it's a Gersa, and Rashi was mefarish the Gemara with this Gersa. But then Rashi said, V'nira be'inai d'lo garsina lo. So you can't just machavek the shayla. We have to explore, we have to do a deeper dive into this, because at the end of the day, Rashi already, who brought the pshat, said that V'nira be'inai d'lo garsina lo, this is just a toys, this Gersa. So you can't paskin a shayla based on a Gersa that Rashi already told you might be a toys. One thing that he says, and that tshuva, he says, Bederech Agav. He said, what's pshat that the Gemara refers to a derabbanon that maybe can lead to a deraisa as a deraisa? It's a derabbanon. It's not a deraisa, because maybe it's going to lead to a deraisa. So therefore, you treat it today as a deraisa. What does that even mean? It's a very big chiddush, the Gemara. So he said that maybe you can say pshat based on what he heard from the Rishon Rebbe. I mean, this is a very lumdish tshuva, but this is something that he threw into this tshuva. He said maybe you could say based on the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha that lo yikra lo'ir haner on Shabbos, Friday night, you're not allowed to learn by an oir haner. Why? There's a gzeira shemayat. It's one of the Yud Ches Dvarim. Chazal were afraid that you may bend the ner and you're going to be mechaba the ner when you do that. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, Ani ekrav le'yata. I don't have to worry about it. Pam achad kara ubikesh lahatis. One time, Rabbi Yishmael was learning and he was about to move the lamp. Omar, he said, Kama gedoylem divrei chachamim. Wow, you see the koyach of divrei chachamim. Shahayu oimrim la'yikul la'iraner. They said la'yikul la'iraner and they were right. Because even though I thought, no way, how is it possible I would ever come to do something like that? But at the same time, I always did it. Rab Nassan said, no, that's not the rest of the story. You wonder what really happened? Karavahita really did it. Vikasav al Pinkasai, and he wrote on his famous Pinkas, Ani Yishmo ben Elisha Karisni Vatisi Ner B'Shabbos, Likshibon Beis HaMikdash Avichat HaShmeinu. But the Rishon, the Rebbe said, Rabbi Yishmo thought, there's no way in the world this would ever happen. He would be Karavahita. How's it going to be Karavahita? But Chazal said, La Yikr Leiraner. Rabbi Shmo went Kenege Divrei Chazal, and he almost was Karvehita, or Rabbi Nassan's Gersa was he was Karvehita. And what was his reaction? He said, Kame Gedoylem Divrei Chachamim. So the Rishon Rebbe said, you think Rabbi Shmo made a wrong cheshbon? We're dealing with Rabbi Shmo ben Elisha, you're dealing with the Kohen Gadol. You're dealing with Pamachas Nechnasti, Lahaktik Toiris Lefnai Velefnim, Pamachas Peshana, like Rabbi Yaakov Emden says on that Gemara. So we're dealing with the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shmo ben Elisha. You think he calculated wrong? If he thought that there's no way he would be Karavahita, he was right. There was no way he was going to be Karavahita, but he was Karavahita. How did it happen? The Teretz is, what did he say? Kame gedoylem divrei chachamim. You see the koyach of the chachamim. Because once the chachamim said, lo yikru lo'ir aner shemayatam, you know what that did? That created a metzias. That if a person is going to be karal oir aner, there's a very, very real concern of Shemayata. That's what the Rishon Rebbe said. He shtelt to another Gemara, the famous Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, the Gemara that Rabbi Meir Shapiro said when he launched Daf Yomi for the first time by the Knesia Gedolah, the Gemara with Rabbi Gamliel, who said that he was once on a boat and he saw Rabbi Akiva and there was a Talmud Echad, he didn't know who he was at the time, and he was drowning in Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, and he was so worried, he thought for sure that he was going to die, he was drowning in an ocean, and then finally, when he came to shore, he saw Rabbi Akiva, he made it out alive, and he said, how'd you make it out alive? So he told him, Daf Shel Sfina Nizdam Naliv, I'll call Gal V'Gal Nenezi Ezraishi, right, the way Ramesh Shapiro dramatized this Gemara. But the point is that, what was the sugya there? The sugya was, the Gemara says, Ha'isha Shehalach Bai L'mdina Sayam, a woman's husband went to L'mdina Sayam, and two Edom come and they say, we saw your husband, he was drowning in an ocean. You know what the halach is? She's not allowed to get married. What do you mean? Mishum iguna kilu beirabanan. We're soon going to learn yuvamis and ksubis and gittin and kedushin. It underpins the whole seidin dashim. We have every kul in the books when it comes to an aguna. And over here with Machmer, Chazal said no. Ma'im shein lem soif. Ishtay asura. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe he's alive. So Rabbi Gamliel saw Rabbi Akiva made it out alive. Thou shalt sfin in his namnali from Mayim Shemlem Soif. What did he say? Kami gedoylem divrei chachamim. So the original Rebbe said the same thing. That really makes no sense. If someone's drowning in an ocean, how's he going to make it out alive? How did this all play out? The Teretz is kami gedoylem divrei chachamim. Because once the chachamim said, Oisha shayolach bay lamdina sayam, ishtay asura, it was Kaveh the Metzius. Now the Metzius is that this man is going to live. And if this man is going to live, so now we're ready. Kamagdam Divir Chachamim. So said Rabbi Shia Mendel, he told the Sat Mirov that maybe that's the Pshat in this Rashi. Rashi says that we can view this Dirabonin as a Dairaisa. How's it a Dairaisa? It's a Gzera. You may be over a Dairaisa. But we have an ability to give it the Koyach of a Dairaisa. It's because Kamagdam Divir Chachamim. And when the Chachamim said Gzera Shemayata, that creates a reality of Shemayata. It's not just some far-fetched chshash. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha was Karavahita. Because the Chachamim said it's going to happen. So once the Chachamim said, don't do this Dirabonin, Gzera, you may come to do a Dairaisa, it's no longer begeder chash rochik. Now it's begeder clear and present danger. So much so that we can call it a day rise. This is what he said in this shuvah.